T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The man accused of running over Wichita police officer Brian Arterburn with his car will go to trial. After a preliminary hearing, a Sedgwick County judge found enough evidence against Justin Terrazas that the case should be heard by a jury. The prosecution presented video evidence showing the officer being run over while placing stop strips in a street in front of a fleeing suspect's vehicle. During closing arguments, Terrazas' attorney called the incident with Arterburn an accident. Terrazas is due back in court August 7th. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. No real surprise. Here we are in early July, so we'll see more hot weather and humidity throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will quickly climb into the low 90s, 97 later on today. A weak front pushes through, and that will be the focus for some thunderstorms this afternoon. A few of those could be on the strong side. Tonight's low 68. Scattered storms early Saturday, not as warm in 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Former State Representative Jan Pauls has died at the age of 64.
The Elliott Mortuary says Pauls of Hutchinson died Wednesday at St. Francis Select Specialty Hospital. A cause of death was not immediately available. Pauls, an attorney and former judge, served in the Kansas legislature beginning in 1991. She represented the 102nd District as a Democrat until switching to the Republican Party in 2014. To advocate for conservative social issues. Pauls lost her bid for re-election last November to Democrat Patsy Terrell, who died last month near the end of her first legislative session. Funeral arrangements are expected to be completed today, and services will take place next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Republican Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall spoke out about North Korea during a town hall meeting in Meade yesterday. Marshall says something has to be done about North Korea, but he hopes the U.S. will find a better solution than military force.
If we go and take him out, it could launch World War III. There'll be a million casualties in 24 hours. If we go in and try to attack him, he will retaliate. Enough of his missiles will hit Seoul, South Korea. It'll be a bad day.
Marshall suggested allowing Japan to develop a nuclear program or asking South Korea to allow U.S. nuclear weapons to be placed on their side of the border.
The state of Kansas has agreed to settle a lawsuit by a man who said he was illegally stopped and detained by a state trooper.
The state is paying roughly $67,000 in the five-year-old lawsuit. Peter Vasquez says he was stopped by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in December of 2011 in Wabunsee County. He says he was issued a warning but refused the trooper's request to have his vehicle searched after Vasquez insisted there were no drugs in it. Vasquez was detained, though a search of his vehicle found nothing illegal. A federal appeals court last year overturned a lower court's decision to dismiss the case. The U.S. Supreme Court denied the state's request to hear the matter.
That's Kansas Information Network's Roger Heaton.
For 30 years, Kansas Global Trade Services has been promoting the export of local goods and services to foreign markets. KNSS News asked Global Trade President Karen Page about the top foreign trading partners for Wichita area businesses.
The top five right now are Canada, Mexico, China, and I think actually it's Canada, China, Mexico now. China is number two or number three market. And then like the UK, and so it's usually European countries. I think Germany is up there as well. They switch every year, so we look at the top exports annually.
Karen Page, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have already greeted each other at the G20 summit with handshakes and the president giving the Russian leader a pat on the back. Their one-on-one meeting set to take place this hour. ABC's Karen Travers is in Hamburg with more.
President Trump and President Putin greeting each other with handshakes and exchanging pleasantries, each saying they looked forward to sitting down together later this morning. That's according to a spokesman for the Russian president. The brief encounter came at a welcome ceremony for the G20 summit here in Hamburg. Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin sat at the same table with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Hamburg, Germany.
Protests also playing out in the streets during the G20 summit. Demonstrations remain peaceful today following last night's escalations. Police say more than 100 officers were injured and nearly 30 people arrested. On the job front, U.S. employers added 220,000 jobs in June, more than what economists predicted. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:35. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. New music for Kesha. Tell us about it, Ted.
Yep, the new music coming out for her. We'll also touch on the Central Park Five and some good news for Patton Oswalt.
After allegations of sexual and physical abuse by super producer Dr. Luke and fighting for years to get out of her music label contract, Kesha is back with new music. Praying is the first single from what will be Kesha's first album in 5 years. In an essay for Lena Dunham's Lenny Letter, she says the song is about finding peace after battling severe depression. Depression likely brought on by her battle with Dr. Luke, though she doesn't reference him by name. He's denied the allegations. The album, Rainbow, will feature guest appearances from Dolly Parton and more. It'll be out August 11th. Selma director Ava DuVernay is tackling the Central Park Five story in a limited series for Netflix. The show will focus on the five teens of color wrongly convicted of raping a white woman in Central Park in the late 80s. And congrats to comedian Patton Oswalt and actress Meredith Salinger. They're engaged. The happy news comes 15 months after the unexpected death of his wife, writer Michelle McNamara. I'm Jason Athenson.
A little music news. One Republic is headlining this year's Honda Civic Tour. That kicks off tonight in Kansas City, Missouri. Opening acts, Fitz and the Tantrums, and James Arthur. One Republic frontman, Ryan Tedder, explains why he wanted James Arthur on the bill.
James Arthur is one of the best vocalists, male vocalists, that I've heard in a long time. And you know, his Say You Won't Let Go to me, that's one of my favorite songs that's come out this year. That's what caught my attention. I heard Say You Won't Let Go. I was like, who is that? James Arthur, can we please tour with him? So he's phenomenal.
There you go. That tour kicks off tonight up in KC. Did a venue in Atlanta discriminate against black entertainers? That's the claim being made by a former security manager at the Phillips Arena. The lawsuit accuses the arena of letting white entertainers bypass security, while similar requests by black entertainers were denied. The lawsuit is filed by Samuel R. Hayes III. He's suing the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, which run the arena. He said he complained about white artists like Adele, Ariana Grande, Axl Rose, and Amy Schumer. They just walked past security, didn't even have to undergo security, while acts like Drake, Diddy, Kanye West, and Eddie Griffin were denied requests to bypass the metal detectors. Hayes says he was let go after complaints about the disparity in the ways artists were treated. Two Hawks officials say in an email statement that the racial allegations are false and that Hayes was fired because he was doing a bad job. Let's take a look at the new movie coming out this weekend, Spider-Man, as well as some sadness for Stan Lee and news from Coldplay.
This is my chance to prove myself.
It's looking like there's not that much left to prove. At last word, Spider-Man Homecoming had earned over $13 million from Thursday night preview showings, with that figure likely to climb as the numbers are tallied. But it's already well more than the Thursday night preview earnings of recent blockbusters like Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Deadpool, and others. Estimates are Spider-Man Homecoming could end the weekend with $100 million or even more. On a sad note, Joan Lee, wife of Spider-Man co-creator Stan Lee, has died at age 93. Word is she suffered a stroke earlier in the week. The Lees would have celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary this December. New music from Coldplay out last night, a single called Aliens. All proceeds go to the migrant and refugee rescue organization Migrant Offshore Aid Station. The single's off of Coldplay's Kaleidoscope EP, available digitally July 14th. I'm Christopher Watson.
No doubt the big movie, though, Spider-Man Homecoming this weekend. It did open in previews in New York City last night, a night before it opens nationwide. Let's get some reaction from some folks who saw it. How about Carla from Queens and Omar from the Bronx?
I really enjoyed this film. I'm 20 years old, so I feel like kids my age and younger, especially like this teenage, will really relate to the film. I liked all the color in the film. It was just like it seemed like it took place in New York, and I loved the authenticity. It was just a fun superhero film.
Hey, I'm Omar Camacho from the Bronx, and Spider-Man is awesome. If you want to know Peter Parker and you want to know the character in full depth, this is a must-see flick to watch. If you're an MCU fan, you're going to love this film.
Yeah, it sounds like the next Citizen Kane.
I wish we could get Omar from the Bronx to review every movie for us every week.
That'd be fun. Omar sounds like
I'd like to have that
something
guy.
Else. Yeah.
There you go. There's a couple of reactions from folks who have already seen the Spider-Man Homecoming movie. Got a few big birthdays today, Steve. How about one of the Fab Four? How about Ringo Starr?
Ringo.
Is 77 today. Of course, he was the oldest of the four Beatles.
Right. The drummer.
Yeah. I saw Ringo live at the Tonight Show several years ago.
You did. Yeah.
Ringo is 77 today. Pulitzer Prize winning author David McCullough is 84 today.
One of my favorites.
I know you've read some of his books.
Yeah, Truman, among others. Yeah.
And, of course,
and he narrates stuff.
And he was the narrator for Ken Burns' Civil War.
That's true.
He
yeah.
was so good.
Doing
oh,
gosh.
That. Oh, my gosh.
Terrific. How old is he now?
84 today, David McCullough.
We keep him around a few years.
And a big Tonight Show birthday. Doc is here. Doc is not here. Doc Severinsen, band leader on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. 90 today.
Now, this guy, if you never saw the show, maybe you're too young to know this, but he always had some sort of a terrible-looking jacket
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Doc would wear a very, very garish blazer or a tie. Or
a great band leader, a terrific trumpeter.
One of the best trumpeters in the business.
Absolutely, and he would be, of course...
Johnny would make fun of him.
Yeah, Johnny would make an offhand remark about Doc's suit.
And Doc had about the first... He looked like he had the personality of a turnip, but he had more than that.
Doc's a good
guy. He played
it.
He played it, yeah.
Happy birthday to Doc Severinsen, 90 years old.
Who was Jack Parr's musical?
Was it Skitch Henderson?
Yeah, before that. How about Jose Melis?
Really?
Go back that far?
That's further than me.
Sorry about that.
Wow. You're all over this.
Jose Melis.
Yeah. Mm. Entertainment news in the blur.
Wait, Ted, what's Charo up these days? Never mind.
Charo, what?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of band leaders. Yeah, she was on something.
She was on Dancing with the Stars within the last few months.
All right, sorry to interrupt you there.
There you go. Well, yeah, she was married to who? Perez Prado?
Yeah. I'll think of the guy's name. He was a band leader.
Oh, no, Xavier Cugat.
Xavier Cugat.
She was
very,
married to Xavier.
Oh, there's some names. Oh, boy.
What was their age difference?
About 30 years.
It had to be at least.
Yeah.
All right. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Just head down to K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Get yourself a tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby. Hey, coming to Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena 1 week from tonight.
You bet.
Neil Diamond 50-year anniversary tour. That's right. Those tickets are already on sale at Select a Seat. SelectASeat.com will handle that for you. Make sure you get your tickets now. That concert is 1 week from tonight. We have got pairs of tickets to give away to go to that concert.
Ooh, wow.
$79 value. How about I'll give away three of those pairs of tickets right now.
Really?
Callers number 4, 5, and 6. Call me now at 869-1330 for Neil Diamond tickets.
843 now. Mays students get an unusual flight-related opportunity. That's the Wichita Business Journal report. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Dream on your own.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.